Blog Talk Radio.
He is the host with the most, and he's rocking coast to coast smooth. She is the lady with her hands.
Where in the hell did you get your news from?
Drama.
Together you got
smooth drama.
All right, welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N-Word, and Ms. Brown Sugar. And you know, we want to holler at you. Oh, actually, we want you to holler at us. 347-826-7435 is call-in number. Once again, that call-in number is 347-826-7435. If you're afraid to call us, you can also reach us by emailing us. Questions, comments, concerns, we take them all. Smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. Questions, comments, and concerns, smoothdrama at smoothdrama.com. And if you just social network, we have the Smooth Drama group on Facebook, myself or Big Shiny Mustache, Mr. J. One of us will add you. Once again, myself or Big Shiny Mustache, a.k.a. Mr. J, we will add you on Facebook. If you want to get into the Smooth Drama group, just ask. And anywhere we social network, you find Smooth Drama, we'll add you back, and we can talk taste on it. And if you're listening, you can jump into the chat room on Blog Talk Radio. And after the show, we get on Smooth Drama. We go to the Smooth Drama site, smoothdrama.com, and we do 10 minutes afterwards if you want to wrap up and talk about what we was talking about live on there. We have the live chat afterwards if you're so interested in conversing. Is that the word I'm looking for, Brown Sugar? Conversing.
Actually, conversing is the correct word. I like to use the slang term conversate.
Yeah. Well, if you would
we
can do that too. Since we're being grammatically incorrect. Although I did find out something this week, Brown Sugar.
Yes, what did you find?
I found out that you want to lose weight, you can cry.
Yeah.
So apparently it releases some chemical inside your body and it helps you lose weight in between the hours of 7 to 10 p.m.
So you have to schedule your cries.
Yeah. Well, you know, all the people out there listening, you've been doing it wrong. Instead of waking up early, going to the gym, working out, struggling, just cry.
From seven to ten, though.
Hey, so right, it's 9 o'clock. If you have not cried, just think of the worst thing that ever happened to you, and just let it go. Bam. You're gonna lose some weight. Weight Watchers. Going to the gym early in the morning, in the evening, at night, you know, taking a chance on these fools breaking in your car or jumping out on you. Just cry. Maybe just pull up a picture of somebody really ugly and just think that person is giving you mouth to mouth or something like that.
I'm sure people can find something better to cry about than an ugly person.
I'm just saying.
I think they can find something better. That wouldn't make me cry.
It wouldn't?
I'd probably throw up or, you know, be sick to my stomach, but crying, no.
Yeah, it'll happen, though. You're sick to your stomach. You're like, oh, my, I can't believe this. Oh, he touched my lip. just
saying. I'll probably just be grossed out. I wouldn't cry though.
Okay, well maybe it you, your priority.
I'm
for
not
crying.
Sensitive like that though. So
you're not sensitive like that. Okay.
No, I'm not.
All right. Well, it's a thought. Speaking of being sensitive, there's a real life superhero. You
know really? Who? What? What is their power?
Tom Holland, the guy who plays Spider-Man. See, while y'all was talking about all this other unimportant stuff that's happening in the world, Tom Holland saved the Spider-Man in the Marvel Universe deal. He called up the person at Sony, and he called up the person at Disney. He's like, y'all need to work this out. Because I ain't trying to not be in movies no more. And apparently it worked. And they came up with a deal. And so Disney is going to get 25% of the movie. And they're going to give up. They're going to pay for 25% of the budget. So all's well that ends well. So I read the comments. Nerds everywhere rejoicing. We don't have to ignore the Spider-Man movie. We can actually go see it, and it'll actually be a real movie. So, yeah, that's it. The rest of the world, whatever y'all talking about, we don't even give a damn no more. Tom Holland. He is my superhero of the day. As a matter of fact, I ain't even give him justice. Tom Holland, everybody, give it up. I guess my special effects is not working. I was trying to clap for him.
Oh, no.
It's all about you, Tom.
Okay.
You stand.
Yep. Yay, Tom. You did
Tom
it.
Holland. Yes. He saved his own career because he knew that nobody was going to go see that movie. It was going to be terrible, and he was probably not going to be a star in a movie ever again.
Yeah,
sometimes,
that's usually how it happens.
Yeah, sometimes
you get typecast and that's the end of it.
Well, no, if you get put into a horrible movie and people remember you in a horrible movie, that's kind of it for you. For most of them.
True.
Yes. All right. So, yeah. Now, speaking about horrible movies, there was a job applicant who was upset, outraged after a company shared her bikini photo on Instagram as a public service announcement to future prospects. She applied for a marketing coordinator internship at Kick-Ass Masterminds. And it's supposed to be about entrepreneurs growing business faster than they could on their own. She filled out the application, and she saw a photo of herself in a swimsuit on the company story, along with a piece of advice. And the PSA says, because I know some of you applicants are looking at this, do not share your social media with a potential employer if this is the kind of content on it. I am looking for a potential marketer, not a bikini model. Go on with your bad self and do whatever in private, but this is not doing you any favors in finding a professional job.
Wow.
What you think of that, brown sugar?
You know, I think you have to know when to do things. Like, there's a time and a place for everything. Yes, sex does sell, but you have to put it in the appropriate context. So
yeah,
I see where she was trying to sell herself, but it wasn't like the appropriate way to do it. And maybe somebody might, be interested. They weren't though. So
Yeah, but that's that for a job. And what they said, I thought was perfect. It's what you say all the time. It's like, so you're going to share social media and you on there, you know, doing your thing, being wild. It's like, yeah, that's not professional. So if she didn't know, she knows now. Yeah,
exactly.
I might need another kind of Instagram or whatever. Professional.
You know, well, the thing about that is what, yeah, and that's true. I mean, but at the same time, what I do on my off time is not, it shouldn't be anybody's concern, but at the same time, I understand that. You know, it's just one of those fine line things. You just kind of have to, you know, have some common sense about it. That's all.
Well, yeah, but the point was, yeah, what you do in your private time is your private time. But she shared it with them.
Yeah, yeah.
And so that when you share it, that means you got no shame with it. And they had to let her know, yeah, don't share this foolishness. You should have just said, mm-hmm. No, I don't have one. Right?
Yeah, I agree, yeah.
So I was like, yeah, you kind of stupid. But, hey, whatever.
She just, like, yeah, common sense wasn't coming for her in this instance. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah. Speaking of stupid.
But now she knows, so.
Yeah, she knows. It's time for the dumbass of the week right here, right now. Maybe. No.
Let's see.
No. We're not going. No. We're just not going to have any sound effects today. So, dumbass.
You can do the laugh, can't you?
No. No.
No.
No.
Okay.
No. Anyway. Dumbass of the week. Jesse Karmazin, the founder of Ambrosia. I don't know if you remember them. They're the failed Silicon Valley startup that charged people thousands of dollars to fill their veins with teenage blood plasma.
Oh.
So they shut down a few months ago. But he launched a new one. IV Plasma.
Okay, so, and the difference is?
Oh, nothing. He's just offering off-label transfusions from donors who aren't exclusively young.
What?
Yeah. So, my thing is this. And, you know, I get it. Everybody, you can feed people a dream, but you have to be somebody who is a really desperate, short-sighted, and going through whatever. Young blood, yes, you'll have young blood. And yeah, it may be a little bit, the blood may be a little bit more vital. But guess what? You still have old-ass veins. It's,
and muscles and bones and
right. Your heart.
Yeah.
Yeah, but you have an old
yeah.
You have old veins. So all of that stuff, like the veins, the blockages, whatnot, unless you're going to get a whole circulatory system, a brand new one, yeah, the young blood does nothing for you. And, of course, he grew criticism from scientists, whatnot.
Well, you know, it's just like the oxygen bars, and there's all kind of crazy stuff out there. You can go sit in a bar of ice, and that's supposed to help you. And, you know, they have yoga for your face. Yeah, oxygen bar, you don't remember that?
No.
That was some years ago.
Well, I just thought the earth was an oxygen bar.
No, you can actually go to a bar, you know, or it's not like a, you know, like a drinking bar, but you know, they have it set up and you put the oxygen over your nose, and you know, you sit.
Yeah, I'm good. Yeah, I'm good. I don't see it. But that's just me. Think we may have lost the brown sugar there. Hopefully we can get you back, brown sugar. Let's try something. See if we can get brown sugar back while we're off on break. Yeah. I'm thinking we probably gonna go on a break. Brown sugar, you there? No. Okay. Alright, so we're gonna go on break here. This is one of my fake wives, Jean Grey. A alike. Unless you rap.
The murderous text arose like a phoenix with the glow of death. A poet two steps ahead like Noah just left. Mowing sex, holding techno. I'm not what you'd expect. Golden pen exposing men's thoughts like a fallen disciple. All in the Bible, the cause of the calling haiku. The love of words, language, like a phrase, slang, a mecha brain. Skyscraper, look for future brighter than your jewels of grace. Life, see what the force thought, be like. Fall apart, fractured, stay right. Hold the cause, like black holes to daylight. We ain't alive.
Welcome back to Smooth Drama with your host, Mr. F the N Word. and Miss Brown Sugar. Technical difficulties. We don't have sound effects. So together we've got smooth drama. Smooth drama. What's up, Harold? That sound good? Probably not. All right. That was Jean Grey. AA likes. Let's see if we can. Brown Sugar, are we there? Still can't get no Brown Sugar love? Okay. All right. So hopefully we can get Brown Sugar back on the air here. In the meantime, in between time. All right. You know, I don't like to talk about Trump and all that because it's a lot, right? Everybody's talking about it. But it's kind of funny because he's under indictment for impeachment, right? And and it's for, you know, treason, talking to foreign governments and having them investigate people. And so what does he do? He comes on TV and says China should investigate Biden, and then Pence comes and doubled down and says, yeah, everybody should investigate Biden. It's like, why? If I'm China, why do I care? It just looks horrible. Once again, you're already on the impeachment row for, you know, trying to get dirt on somebody, and then he comes out, you know, on national TV. It's like, yeah, China, y'all should investigate Joe Biden. Like, really? Okay. And of course, because he put Pence's name in it, Pence got to double down and say something stupid too. Because normally you don't hear from Pence, right? Pence don't really say anything. It's normally Trump say all the stupid stuff for both of them. But now that he done said Pence's name, Pence got to like double down and say something stupid too. It's kind of funny to watch. When will it be over? I don't know. But it's like the election is next year. Is he going to make it? And so if both of them are out, then Nancy Pelosi is going to be president. I'm just curious to see what all that looks like. I'm just watching it. It's funny. In the meantime, we have our hater of the week here, which is the beef industry. The beef industry has come out. They're like, you know what? These schools are trying to, they're trying to have whatchamacallit. They're trying to have variety in their school lunches. So, for example, some schools have started offering vegetarian, plant-based lunches. And, the beef industry is like, nah, dead that, son. What you talking about? Vegetarian stuff. We can't have it. So, 'cause here in California, a bill to provide 3 million school districts across the state to include plant-based options for lunch was going through the legislature before the objection from the beef industry came in. Like, man, look, y'all need this beef. Y'all talking about healthy stuff and not having beef? Come on. Seriously. Not having beef? Are you crazy? That's where they're at now. They're like, you know what? we not gonna let y'all be vegetarian and healthy on our watch. It's not gonna happen. Y'all gonna get this beef. Talking about that whole most death was beef. Beef ain't what Jay said to Nas. Beef is when the beef industry stepped to your door and said, you better not try to serve people healthy food. We're dead, all y'all. Unless y'all forgot about the beef industry when Oprah said that stuff about beef. And they stepped to Oprah like, you better shut up. Look, everybody get a steak. Or somebody gonna die. I mean, that's how the beef industry is rolling. They ain't playing. Y'all think they playing? No, they not. Mm-mm. They coming for your ass. You talking about healthy food. Get the fuck up out of here with that. You gonna eat this beef. We don't care what kind of chemicals is in it, whatever. You gonna get this beef. I think that's, you know, KRS-One had a song a long time ago, Beef. We talk about beef, what a relief. When will this poisonous product cease? It's a public service announcement. You can listen or you can doubt it. I don't know. I don't hate on what people eat. I'm just saying, when folks come out against healthy food, when folks come out against healthy food or options in food in general, that means, yeah, something not right. It's not good. I mean, because what's that pink?